Episode 2653, Stop Hiding and Show Up.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary? And I'm talking about being an incredible parent at all times. Okay, maybe most of the time, because we're not perfect, but when it's confessions of an upset mama, we can just let it all hang out and then begin to get better with every step that we take. Stop hiding and show up. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Okay, take a deep breath because, well, I need to also. My voice is still, well, as you can tell, a little deep. Okay, maybe not that deep, but honestly, I am talking like normal, but my voice still isn't there. It's crazy, I know, but keep your prayers coming and I know it will heal. It just takes time. I don't know what it is. And also, it's the change of season. So maybe I'm having issues that I don't normally do because of it. So I'm honestly feeling fine, but if you can just put up with this voice for, well, I can't tell you how long because it seems like a forever, but it's confession day, right? So let's just get to it. The things that make you different are oftentimes the things that make you an incredible parent. Stop hiding and show up. You know, we can become so defeated when it comes to how we think people see us. The thoughts of others' expectations can lead us astray from who we are, our strengths, and even our own journeys. And what happens when this filters into our parenting style is it truly can affect our effectiveness when it comes to being the parent we are called to be. Now, you raise your children one way, I raise mine another way, and that's okay. That's what makes us unique and different. But the problem is most of us are not showing up the way we're supposed to be showing up, not the way I think you should show up, the way you know you should show up, but you're not showing up. Because, I mean, seriously, when was the last time you thought about this? Most of us? Never. So you're not alone. Yet that doesn't give you an excuse to keep doing what you don't know now that you know. So stop hiding and show up. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop hiding and show up. Yes, we as parents need reminders. That's why we have calendars. Thank goodness for our cell phones, right? How many reminders do you put on your phone a day? Okay, maybe you need to put on more. Maybe you need to put on less. Maybe you need to prioritize what reminders are on your phone, but that's for another episode. But you see, when we are looking at life through the lens of a parent, that's different than looking through life through the lens of a child. And that's important that we know that differentiation. So it's your responsibility and job, if you want to look at it that way, to parent, to be a parent, not to be the best friend or the girlfriend, right? That's not what we are called to do when we have a child and we're responsible for raising them up. However, it's easier to let everyone else do the heavy lifting instead of us. Come on, let's just say it as it is. And yes, I'm calling all parents to stop hiding and show up. Your child needs you whether they admit it or not, because your child doesn't know any better. They're going to act like they know everything. My 18-month grandson, he knows everything. Is he adorable? 100%. And when he looks in the mirror, he thinks so. And that smile is so big. But even when he does wrong and looks in the mirror, he still knows he's right, even when he's wrong. They don't know what they don't know. But see, we as parents, we don't have that excuse. We need to be committed to doing better for our children. But quite frankly, I look around sometimes and I have to shake my head. And I think, what are we doing? Who are we raising? If your life was to end today, I know I don't want to go there, but I'm going there. So go with me anyway. Would you have given your best gift to your child if today was your last day? Seriously. And I'm not talking about a car. I'm not talking about a $2 million trust fund. I'm not talking about, you know, the house paid off. I'm not talking about, I don't know, a grand piano or who knows, a vacation for a lifetime, okay? I'm talking about the best gift, your love. And your love comes with no conditions. Yes, you need to discipline them. Yes, you need to have those boundaries. But yes, you still need to love them. And they need to know it. And they don't know it if you give them everything they want, whether it is that trust fund, that car. It's interesting. I drive my son to school and I watch these kids drive, and their parents are just as bad at times. You've heard me talk about this. Driving during pickup or drop off time, actually, for school, even pickup time, not as bad because the kids aren't coming to school, but going home, oh my goodness, yesterday, I don't know how many kids were going at least 40 miles per hour in the 25. And most of them probably were pushing 45. And I was just flashing my hazards because they're on a 2-lane road, double yellow line the entire way from one main street to the another main street. And it's nothing but curves. And there's no shoulder on either side except ditches. It's a small country road. Talk about danger. I've seen the kids do literally a 360 donut and end up in somebody's front yard because they were being stupid. I'm going to say it like it is. You are called to love, not to be stupid. But yet, we're letting everybody else raise our kids. So let me go back to that question that no one likes to ask, because no one wants to talk about life and death. So at some point, you have to. You have to ask those hard questions. You have to push back a little bit. And if this just gets you thinking, then I've done my job. Because we're not thinking about this. We're just sitting back, letting everybody else raise our kiddos. I'm calling myself and I'm calling you to rise up. Stop hiding and show up. Your child needs you, whether they admit it or not. You have more experience than your child, and your opinion and belief systems do matter. You are the greatest influencer in your child's life. You know, I had the opportunity to go and support one of my son's best friends, and yesterday was the day he was taking his solo flight. That's a really big deal. It's exciting and scary all at the same time. Talk about nerves. Well, I could have been a parent that just stayed home to work on my stuff, which I got to tell you, I have a lot to do, which, by the way, for those of you who are in the United States of America, guess what? Tax day is Monday. Your taxes are due April 18th, and so you better get them in. So if you're delaying, well, stop delaying because you only have a couple more days. But I had a lot of stuff to do. So I could have done that, just stayed home and worked on my stuff, and it would have been well spent. Or I could have gone to support his friend as if he was my own. Of course, I knew there was only one choice, go and support. So at the end of the day, I was thrilled and grateful that I did. Not only did my son's friend see that I cared enough to come and support him, but so did his parents. We went out to dinner and had a wonderful time getting to know each other. Now, I got to tell you this. He rides home with me basically every day. I take him home after school. I get to talk to him as soon as he comes out of school. Do you not think I have influence over him? You better believe I do. But what do you think happens when I show up because I care about what he's doing beyond just picking him up and taking him home? And now I get to spend the time with his parents and have conversation. And they get to know me a little bit, whether they like me or not. but at least they know what I stand for, who I am. And when he comes over to our house, they're like, okay, I feel comfortable because, well, she's pretty firm on where she comes from. And that's great. That doesn't mean they have to agree with me, right? We all have the right to our opinions. And it's okay for that. But what we all need to have in common is supporting each other. And I know yesterday, my son's friend felt more than supported by me. Now, it would have been easy for me to have dropped off my son and come back later to pick him up. But why? Because I was lazy. I wanted more time, more me time, which I could do some other time. I mean, come on, let's be real. Or, you know, I could work on the piles of stuff in my office and my house because I am painting the whole house. So literally, I have rooms that have all the furniture in the center. But would that serve him and my son? No. It was my opportunity to not only to serve, but also to be a role model for my son. Because one day, as almost as sure as I can be, he will be a parent someday. So now his parents understand that I treat their son as my own. I want to encourage and inspire and motivate him just as I do my own children. And don't you think my influence just grew by leaps and bounds? Of course it did. He now knows that I'm one who walks the talk. And oh boy, do I talk. But you already knew that. So stop hiding and show up. Your child needs you. And he or she is not going to tell you because they don't know. Because their friends are saying other things. But yet when they say those other things, those friends really mean, I wish I had a parent like yours. You just have to do it. No more excuses of more work. No more excuses of, gosh darn it, I just need to make time to do the dishes. Those can wait. So can the laundry piles and so can dinner. You go out to dinner all the time and you grab something. Maybe spending that extra hour chatting with your son's friend is more important than getting dinner on the table. Remember, your time with your child is precious and limited. So increase your influence. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that one step begins when you stop hiding and show up. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.